You're listening to The Naked Scientists with Chris Smith, Dave Ansell and Diana O'Carroll. We're answering your science questions. If you'd like to send us one, chris@thenakedscientist.com is the email address. And you can also Twitter at us. It's @NakedScientist. We'll be finding out why spiders and other venomous creatures make such a cocktail of horrible toxins. Why do they have this massive case of overkill? That's coming up. Claire's on the phone. Hello, Claire.
Hi, Chris.
Welcome to The Naked Scientists. How can we help you?
Well, I've got a question about microwaves, because I quite often use them to heat up dinner. I've heard all sorts of scare stories about them doing nasty things to your food, and I was just wondering, does something change chemically when things are heated up in the microwave, or is it just that they get hot?
Well, I think there's two ways to look at this. There's the simple, does a microwave as a form of light, a radio wave relative, if you like, does that have any impact on the chemistry of food? And then the other aspect of this is, does it have any impact on the chemistry of the other things that you put in the microwave, like the container that the food is in? So first of all, let's look at the food angle, because the reason people think microwaves are safe is that the energy in a microwave is too low to physically break the bonds that join atoms and molecules together. It's called non-ionising radiation, and for that reason we believe that microwaves are not unsafe. They will not rearrange or mutate things in your food, and they shouldn't therefore pose a threat. But what microwaves could do, though, is to interact with other things you put in the microwave, like plastic containers. And not all containers are necessarily safe to be heated up to the kinds of temperatures that they might get to in a microwave, because one of the things the microwave does is it has hot spots and cold spots because of the way the waves work. And that's why you have to have a turntable. But that also means that when you put something in the microwave, you could end up with the plastic being in a hot spot and getting very, very warm. And some chemicals that are added in making plastics, these include chemicals called plasticizers, can have unwanted effects. And there are now big studies going on around the world to see if some of these chemicals are a health risk at the kinds of concentrations at which they are leaching out of plastic bottles. And we did a show a couple of months ago on this subject, and we looked at various things. There's one called bisphenol A, which is in certain types of plastic, and also some polycarbonate bottles can also release these chemicals. So the bottom line is, at the moment, we don't know for sure. There is evidence suggesting that plastics can produce chemicals that may be unsafe if you heat them up, and therefore the best option and the safest option is probably to use a container which is safe in a microwave, either certified as safe as such, or use something made of porcelain, because that, we know, doesn't undergo any kind of changes. Would you concur with that, Dave?
Yeah, I guess the one other thing which affects food is if you get these hot spots. I mean, it'll depend on your microwave, and there are more modern microwaves which have less severe hot spots, that you can overheat the food and destroy some of the goodness in it. And so although it hasn't been hot for very long, if it gets up to maybe 120 for a short period of time, it could destroy some of the vitamins and things.
Good point. Thank you, Dave. And thank you for an excellent question, Claire.